Welcome to a What's Up Welland that gets down to the safety basics on lithium ion batteries. Joining me today is Michael Atkins, Fire Prevention Officer with Welland Fire and Emergency Services. As always, we are in for an engaging conversation, but one that's also educational, this time with a very specific focus on batteries that, whether we know it or not, are found in so many of our day-to-day, everyday items. So, without further delay, let's get to it. Joining me today is dear friend of the show, Fire Prevention Officer Michael Atkins. But there are titles that could be, or words that could be added after that Fire Prevention Officer title. There's some hardware that is glinting so hard in the sunlight right now that is going to bear some explanation. Michael, thank you for being with me today. Thank you for bringing this piece of gold and silver that's just beaming over here. What is this all about? Who am I sitting with, I should ask?
Well, before we go any further, Paul, I prefer to be introduced as Fire Prevention Officer and VIDI Award winner, Michael Atkins, Esquire. I am now, as you are aware, a VIDI Award-winning social media producer.
Megastar?
I don't think that's understating it. I would like to note that since I got here, I've seen that you've made eye contact with me pretty frequently, and that's just not the proper deferential treatment that one would expect.
Of a VIDI Award winner.
Of a VIDI Award winner, yeah.
All right. Well, what is this VIDI Award then?
So this VIDI Award is, I was very honored, of course, I'm joking. Late last year, I guess, the communications team at the City of Welland nominated me for it's a prestigious marketing and communications award from the Association of, I'm sorry, Marketing Communications Professionals. It's a big deal. It's a worldwide award. There were nominees from, I think, 23 different countries and a wide range of categories. And I didn't even know that I had been nominated, let alone won, until I was called into the office and given the award. It's a tremendous honor that I won. But for me, it's an even bigger deal that the communications team thought that I deserved to be nominated, and I really appreciated that.
So, Michael, why exactly did you win? We know that you work social media, or you work fire safety messaging into social media, but why exactly did you win? And then, I mean, unfortunately, we'll shift to a more serious topic, but what was that focus on? It's not just a participation award.
No,
you got a legitimate recognition. And what was that for?
It was for individual achievement in social media messaging. And that was specific to the videos that we produce for fire safety messaging on our social media platforms. I would like to note that even though it's an individual achievement award, our videos are not an individual accomplishment. They wouldn't be possible without the support of the communications team. They wouldn't be possible without the support of Chief Eckert, Deputy Chief Richardson, Deputy Chief Lamoureux, without the participation of our firefighters, and definitely without the support and participation of our fire prevention division. So even though it's an individual award, it's a group effort that is put into our videos.
Well, and not only that, and thank you for acknowledging that it does take a team to produce, in this case, an individual recognition, but it also elevates the importance of the messaging that you are conveying, how you're doing it, but also the content. It is recognition that this is important stuff that we are talking about. And along the lines of important stuff that we're talking about, this is where we get that episode specific now. And you're always going to be a VIDI Award winner. But now let's talk about one step beyond that. You are sitting with me today because we're talking lithium ion batteries. It's a conversation I didn't know that we would ever have. But in the world of fire, this is something that needs attention. Let's start with those absolute basics. what are lithium ion batteries and how, for those everyday folks listening, how do they come up against them in their day-to-day lives?
So before I go any further, I just want to state that this is an emerging topic in the fire service. This is something that is becoming an issue in Welland, but provincially, in North America, worldwide. And it's still something that we're in the fire service are learning about. There's any number of courses, conferences that are happening throughout the year right now as we're continuing to learn. So I don't necessarily have all the answers, but I have some important information that we need to get across. In short, lithium ion batteries are a battery that contain a significant amount of energy in a small amount of space. They are they do tend to be a little bit more volatile, a little bit higher risk than a typical battery. Health Canada, I just got off their website, and a quote directly from Health Canada about lithium-ion batteries is, they are more easily damaged than other types of batteries and become hazardous in certain conditions since they are more volatile. So we're needing to communicate that to the public and let them know that unlike typical batteries, there is a little bit extra information they need to have. There's a little bit extra care that needs to be put into using them. I think you also asked where we encounter them. They're everywhere now. And it's growing, the number of places that we're encountering them. They're in smartphones, they're in laptops, they're in tablets, they're in e-bikes, scooters. Certain toys have lithium-ion batteries, vaping devices. There's even some smoke alarms that have 10-year lithium-ion batteries in them. They're literally everywhere. Many of them are rechargeable, and many of them are in devices that we carry with us that we use on a daily basis.
Thank you for starting this off with the awareness that as an emerging trend, there is still a lot to learn. Along those lines, as an emerging trend, are there misconceptions that are already starting to present? And if this is that approach towards education, are there some misconceptions that can, if not easily be spoken to, at the very least mentioned so that people have those more fact-based pieces of information rather than speculative?
So there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about the batteries in general that I'm not going to get into because it's more not on the fire safety side. When it comes to the fire safety side of lithium-ion batteries and misconceptions, I think the biggest misconception is that there is a huge risk of them causing unavoidable fires. That's not the case. Any type of device, whether it's electronic, mechanical, fuel-powered, there's always a very small chance that they're going to be defective and there's nothing you can do to avoid a fire in those circumstances. But it's a small risk. With lithium ion batteries, as with the majority of fires that we encounter in the fire service, a lot of what the problems are involve careless behavior. If the batteries are cared for properly, if they're used properly, if they're charged properly, disposed of properly, the chances of a fire occurring are significantly reduced. So the biggest misconception that I think that we're going to encounter or we are encountering is this misconception that, or this myth that you can't avoid these fires. You can by using the product properly.
Okay. That is, I don't think you could have opened a bigger door to run through at this moment. So these are avoidable. A fire situation does not need to happen if these batteries are being handled properly. That's the door we're running through. What is that proper use? What is that safe handling? And I'm not going to double barrel this question. I will leave it there for now.
Okay, so there's a number of things that number of factors that can reduce the chance of having a fire related to lithium ion batteries. First and foremost, one of the things that we've seen here in Welland is improperly replacing batteries and chargers. You need to use the battery that is designed specifically for whatever piece of equipment it's in, whether that's the smartphone, whether it's an e-scooter, whether it's a vaping device. There are specific batteries that are designed for that specific product, manufactured by the company that made the product. Where we're seeing a lot of issues is in aftermarket chargers, aftermarket batteries that are being used to replace the batteries as they get older. They're very attractive to people because they are significantly cheaper than replacing it with the manufacturer's recommended battery. I get that. Unlike some items, they're not created equal. They have to be replaced with the proper battery. They have to be charged with the proper charging cord or unit. Not doing so significantly increases the risk of a fire. They can overheat. They can become damaged. They can start to bulge, smoke. There's a lot of bad things that happen when they're not handled properly. So that's first and foremost. Second of all, you need to make sure that the batteries are not overcharged. You can't just plug them in and leave them plugged in indefinitely. When they reach 100% charge, they need to be unplugged. They can and will overheat. When that happens, fire can occur. Devices such as cell phones and tablets should not be charged on beds, under pillows, on couches. They shouldn't have any other combustibles stacked on top of them. I know a lot of us, when you get your tablet or your laptop, it's down on the table. It's very easy, you know, throw the mail on top of it, some magazines, whatever. Do not put anything combustible on any device that uses a lithium-ion battery, especially when you're charging that device. Lithium-ion batteries need to be kept, for the most part, at room temperature. You should not use them or charge them in temperatures below 0 degrees Celsius or above 40 degrees Celsius. Don't charge them in areas that block an exit. That's another big one. Shouldn't be, especially if you have an apartment with only one way in and one way out, you shouldn't be plugging it at the entrance where it's going to, if there was an incident, block your only way out. If a fire does occur, we don't want you to attempt to fight the fire. First of all, they off-gas. There's a very toxic vapor and gas that comes off of these batteries when there is a fire. You don't want to be anywhere near that. Second of all, it's very, very difficult to put out these fires. It really is something that the fire department has to deal with. It's not something that, you know, you just discharge a fire extinguisher on it and all is well. It needs a little bit more suppression expertise than your typical small kitchen fire or stove fire. Do not use the batteries if they appear to be damaged. If you notice a change in the color, a strange odor, a change in the shape, including bulging, if there's leaking fluids, or if the battery is making any noise whatsoever, any odd noises, don't touch them, don't handle them. Call the fire department. The NFPA recommends removing the battery away from combustibles if it's safe to do so, but Deputy Chief Richardson has stated that we would here in Welland much prefer you remove the combustibles from around the battery. We don't want you handling the battery. There is an elevated risk that they could turn into a fire or even an explosion in some cases. If the battery's smoking, it's likely in thermal runaway. In that instance, get away from the battery as quickly as possible. Call the fire department. Another thing about the lithium-ion batteries is that they can't be disposed of in the regular, you can't throw it in the garbage can. You can't take it to the dump with your household waste. They need to go to the hazardous waste day, or in some cases with smaller devices such as cell phones, there are places that you can take them to be recycled, but you can't just toss them in the garbage can.
Well, thank you for addressing the disposal piece, because that was the second half of the question I wanted to ask, because it doesn't, if these are not your commonplace day to day, they are the exact same as every other battery out there. There must have been some best practices on the disposal front. So thank you for beating me to that. What I want to essentially wrap the conversation, or start wrapping the conversation up with, is you touched on how to react in the event of a fire. When you have spoken with us in the past, you've addressed with a grease fire, do this. Is it truly that if there is a lithium ion battery fire, the best, the almost only way is call that fire department immediately? Like, or what is a, if it is call the fire department or the fire service immediately, is there a second and do this until they arrive?
Just, you know, in the case of a house fire, we always say get out, stay out. In the case of a lithium ion battery, it's get away, stay away. Again, very toxic vapors can come off of these batteries, and we don't want you anywhere near them. They're also a risk to explode when there's thermal runaway. Again, I don't want to overstate the risk of a fire occurring, but in the event that a fire does occur or pre-fire conditions are present, the risk then becomes elevated, and we need you to be in a safe spot away from the battery where you're protected. I just wanted to add that these batteries, I know I stated it earlier, they are more easily damaged than other types of batteries. And that's one reason that as the battery ages and gets used more, there's a higher risk of a fire occurring. When you think of your cell phone, for instance, it's got a lithium ion battery inside it. How many times have you dropped your cell phone? Every time that happens, there is a small potential that the battery could become damaged inside the phone. And every time you drop it, that risk increases just a little bit. But you know, you need to be aware that as time goes by, these products do create a little bit higher risk than when you first get them. Now, I mean, they're not all a big risk for that sort of fire. I mean, your lithium ion battery smoke alarm probably isn't getting too much banging around. It's not being used roughly like some of these other devices. But just be aware that you need to be extra careful when you're handling these products on a day-in and day-in basis, day-out basis.
So as you typically leave us with, there is a phrase to remember. There is a clever set of words that are easily remembered. Get away, stay away. The best advice.
That's the best advice.
With lithium ion batteries, in the event that they are not acting the way that they should.
Correct.
Thank you for a very easy catchphrase to keep us safe. A huge thank you to Michael Atkins for taking time to chat with me today. Yes, we got to celebrate and acknowledge that well-earned VIDI Award win, but more importantly, we got to delve into that emerging trend of fire safety concerns around lithium ion batteries. What to pay attention to, the safety tips, the how to react in the event of a fire. Michael, thank you for sharing that information. As you said, yes, this is an emerging trend. More is being understood and learned about these particular batteries. But what you are sharing with us today is key information for keeping us safe with so many of the devices that have these, that operate off of these batteries. This is not Michael's first visit to the show, so for all of his past visits, and you know he is going to be back for future visits, be sure to check out engagewelland.ca/podcast. And that's all for this week.